Aleishur Chelek Aleph Shin Yud Dalid Paragraph Chaf Hey Lirois Hashgacha. To see the Hashgacha in one's life, Haim Drusha Lecha Chochma Oy Tahara Slev. Does it require wisdom or a purity of heart? Lev Akoiv, that Yirmiyahu spoke about in the previous, we quoted that pasuk in the previous paragraph, a twisted heart. Keitzad Yuchal Lehavin Darkei Hashgacha. How can such a heart possibly understand the paths of Hashgacha? Noyraim Devarim, it's really awesome. Oysa Hanhaga, Ha'izeres Labali Tahir, the very same conduct and approach from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that helps and assists the one who is sincere, Nehepeches L'Ru'etz Ul'michshol Avin Labali Tomei, that very same Hanhaga undermines and becomes an obstacle for the one who is Bali Tamei, Bal Yir Enechocha, so that he will not see clearly, will not be able to perceive V'yarshia Darkoi Ad HaShachas, and continue to descend. Here's one prominent example. V'tifre'u Kol Atzosi, you undid my counsel. An example of this, Halachu Meraglim V'ra'oi Sa'aretz, the Meraglim in Parshas Shelach went and saw the land. V'at Moitze B'chol Makom She'isel Ho'ilech Nikaru, wherever Jew goes, he is distinct. One can tell these are Jews. Shneimar kol ri'ehem yakirum. And that posed a problem. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu im ro'im lehem ha'imoriyim, if the natives see them, makirim hem oisan shem Yisrael, they will see that these are not just any regular foreigners, but they are Jews. V'horgin oisam. Elo ma'ani oiseh. What is the solution? Al kol medina umdina sh'yom raglim nichnasim. Every province, every place that they entered, Hayarosha Medina Nigaf or Malkah Hayanigaf, the head of the state, the king there, the local potentate, would be killed. Kadeshiu Asukim Loitzi Meisehem, so that the people in that region would be preoccupied with the state funeral. And therefore they didn't pay attention to the Meraglim, and thereby the Meraglim was saved. Vehein Ich Isuboy, the Meraglim angered Hashem in this. Shebao etzel Moshe v'etzel Yisrael, when they returned, amru ma ha'aretz bechol makom shenichnasu, wherever we entered, meisim ha'yiroim, death everywhere, funerals, umahanya eretz yecheles yeshiveh, a land that consumes its own inhabitants. Im otzmas ma'al asom shen meraglim, notwithstanding their level, nesi'ei Yisrael bedor ha'midbar, leaders of the Jewish people in that generation, nonetheless, kinena belibam lefim en regasam nekuda daka shel bolitomei, there was in their hearts a tiny point of bolitomei, uchvar lo yira'u nechocha, and therefore they couldn't see clearly. Velo hevinu sefasah shel hashgacha, apparently they could no longer understand the subtlety of this language of hashgacha. They misunderstood, misinterpreted the language. Hamafteach lisfas hashgacha ba litahir, the key to understanding the language of Hashgacha is to be Bali Tahir, to be sincere in wanting to be close to Hashem. That's what produces the correct interpretation of the language of Hashgacha. Paragraph Chaf Vav. Kushiya Gedoila. We have a difficult question. Yinei Hashgacha Peratis. V'chol Kavanasa. We said the entire object of Hashgacha is Le'avies Adam Mi'Yisrael Ad Geulasei, to take a Jew to his redemption. We mentioned this a number of times before. The project of Hashgacha is to elevate, to exalt a person beyond enslavement and subordination to his physical desires and yetzarim. The question is, Lama Eifoy Rak Me'atim Matzlichi Bazeh? Why, therefore, do so few succeed in this? We quote a midrash over here, where there are two parts to each pasuk that we quote, and the second part qualifies the first. Ach toiv leYisrael Elokim, the pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is good to Israel. Yachoy lakoil, amounting to all. Talmud Omar, the end of the pasuk, levorei leivav, those with a cleansed heart. Kayoitzeb, similarly, toiv Hashem lekoivav, Hashem is good to those who hope to Him. Yachol akol, amounting, well, that includes everyone. Talmud Omar lenefesh tidreshenu, the end of the pasuk qualifies to that soul that seeks Him out. Kayoitzeb, toiv Hashem lamoiz, Yachol akol, to everyone, Talmud Omar v'yodeh choisei boy, those who take shelter in Him. Kayoitzeb, ashrei adam Oiz loibach. Fortunate is that person whose strength is in you. Yachol akoil talmud omar mesilois bilvavam. Ilein di shvilaya de reisa bilibo. In those who have the paths of the Torah in their heart. Kaitzeboi hativ Hashem latuivim. Yachol akoil talmud omar vala yesherim bilibo isam. Those who are straight in their hearts. Kaitzeboi from Ashrei kariv Hashem lechol kirav. Hashem is close to all those who call him. Yachol akoil. Anyone? Talmud Lomar, the end of the Pasuk, we're familiar with it from Ashrei, Lechol Asher Yikra'uhu Ve'emes, to all those who call to him in truth. Kayotzeboi, Micha Moicha Nese Avoin, who like you Hashem bears iniquity? Yechol HaKoil. Talmud Lomar, Lishris Nachalasoi, the remnant of his heritage. Kan, Hinenu Oimdim Al Madriga HaShelishis, Bevali Taher, we observe here the third level over here. We mentioned before in paragraph Chaf Aleph, the first level, and in paragraph Chaf Beis we had the second level. Here we have the third level in Balitera Amoraklepe Geulas Adam. It's said with respect to the redemption of the person. Hashgacha Peratis Maniga Es Kol HaKlal Yisrael. Yes, Hashgacha applies to all Jews. But whether the individual will then take that and use it to reach his ultimate redemption or not, talui ba'adam atzmoi, that depends on him. That person who manages to work his way into that category called she'eris Yisrael, the remnant, will earn enormous divine assistance, ha'mevi'atu ad ligulasoi, that will bring him all the way to his personal redemption. Loidalios mikoivav, as we saw in the second pasuk cited by the midrash, not enough to be one of those who hoped Hashem. Rak nefesh didreshenu, the soul that seeks him out. He has zeichal edaga eliyona zei shel hashgacha peratis. That's a person who will earn the highest levels of hashgacha. Bamet didreshenu nefesh. How is the soul to seek him out? The midrash hints to it already. Im bevur leivav. That is the first pasuk, levorei levav, cleansed heart, oy bishvilaya de raisa, those who produce paths of terror in their hearts, im biyashru salev, that is the pasuk, vele yashirim beliboisam, o bisvila shel emes, asher yikre'uhu ve'emes. Harei chayav ha'otze bigula ha'kdusha, the person who wants geula ha'kdusha, is obligated, lios mi she'eris Israel, to be in that category of the remnant of Israel. Hu asher kosav haramban beveu mitzvahs kdeshim tiyu. And it's along the lines of the Ramban's words there in Kedoshim, Veloi nihye kahamoin bnei adam, not to be part of the masses, part of the mob. Hamelachlechim atzman bechiur uvmoisarois, that soil themselves with ugly things and luxuries. Kedoshim tiyu, perushim tiyu, mitzvah lios misheris Yisrael. It's a mitzvah to become part of this elite called Sheris Yisrael, and not, as the Ramban says, Kehamoin b'nei Adam. Paragraph Chaf Zayin. Kvar omarnu, we've said above, behashpa'as hashgacha peratis mis'ale Adam al shlosha matzavim. As a result of the influence of the hashgacha, the person rises. Batechila lifnei argisho yad hashgacha haya kiseved. We mentioned this before, that before the person senses and discerns the hand of Hashgacha, he's like a lost lamb. Achakach alav lizgaber al hamered negda, he has to overcome one's recoiling against it, the body's rebelling against it, uvasif al hapachad, and ultimately to overcome fear. Kol oid adam nasu leshilton gufo vitzarav, as long as the person's under the dominion of his body and tendencies and desires, hapachad seirer boy, he will be subject to fear. Rabbi Yishmael ber Rabbi Yosei amar lehu talmid et kamefachid. It's a Gemara in Brachos. He said to his talmid, Chata'at, you are a sinner. Dichsiv pachadu b'tzion chato'im. He quoted this pasuk that associates fear with chait. I made a note for myself here to look above, daf ayin gimel. Chayte hu mi shegufoi shalet alav. Here in this, we can define chayte, somebody who's dominated by his body and these types of desires. Another famous Gemara there, Ma'ase Bihilel Hazaken Sheyabot Baderich, he was traveling with Shema Kol Tzevacha Ba'ir, he heard a scream in the town, Omar Muvtachan Ish Ezebezach Beisi, I'm assured in that this didn't emanate from my home. About him, we can use this pasuk. He does not fear bad news. He has trust in Hashem. Hillel was just rooted in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, completely free of any type of fear. Am Yisrael, kishayu shesulim b'amitus etzman b'elokus, when they reached their geula, when they were rooted in their truthful selves and in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lo yad'u mipachad, there is no such thing as fear then. Uch shiyardu midaregosam v'nekru k'tzas mechiburam el HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but when they lost that level, when they allowed their attachment to Hashem to weaken, miyad chazav yisrael b'pachad, we find immediately that fear insinuates itself into them to some extent. Here's the comment of Chazal, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, Oimer, bo ro'e kama koach avira kashe, come and see the influence, the consequences of avira. She'ad shelo yipashtu yideim ba'avira, before they were over, ma ne'emar bohen, how does the pasuk describe the experience? U'mar'e kvod Hashem ke'eshe cheles. They saw this fire, it was some apparition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they could withstand it. But once the avira occurred, vayar Aaron v'chol ben Yisrael es Moshe, when Moshe comes down and his face is shining, vayir'u migeshes eilav, and they feared. So before, when they saw an apparition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they could sustain that, they could bear that. But after the Chet Moshe Rabbeinu, which is just a pale shadow, of course, of the apparition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe comes down, his face is shining, and Bnei Yisrael are too afraid to approach him. This Geula that we're speaking about, towards which Hashgacha elevates a person, Hishviras Shilton Aguf. It's the demolishing of the control of the body, and body here in a wide sense, desires and all sorts of psychological issues that have to do with desires, the hashrashas adam belekus, and rooting a person in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bematzav ze chadlu kol hapechadim. When a person succeeds in this, there's no fear. The prophet Yeshayahu tells us, Hinei eil yeshu'osi evtah velo efchad. We recite this in Havdalah. When I have bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's just no fear. Paragraph Chavches, Hazechili Roises Hashgacha Piratiz Bechayev Yom Yomim. The person sees Hashgacha in his day-to-day life. Hateva Nehefach Lo Leshura Shel Nisim. Nature becomes a string of miracles. V'mushrash Belokus, he finds himself rooted in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Gam Bedor HaChonza, even in our generation. Pesachim Kuf Yudches, Omar Rabbi Yechanan, Kashin Mezei Nesav Shel Adam Yesem Men HaGeula. This is in Arvei Pesachim. Rabbi Yechanan says, a day-to-day livelihood, making of livelihood, which is the most mundane activity, is more than the Geula from Mitzrayim. Omar Rav Shizvi Mishme, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Kashin Mezei Nesav Shel Adam Ki Kri'as Yamsuf. It's comparable, even more than Kri'as Yamsuf Dichsiv. Eno Yisen Lechem Lechol Basar, that's Parnasa. V'somich Legozer Yamsuf Ligzerim, juxtaposed to the pasuk of again, the most mundane activity, the most physical activity, nekavav shel adam, ki yom hamisa uchi kias yam suf. Shenemai, quotes this pasuk, meher tzoi lehi pasach, which refers to nekavav shel adam, uchsi basre, roika hayam vayehemu galav. And a similar statement at the beginning of Masechet Seita, ki haya pasach reish lakish beseita, when he started teaching this, to his students, Omar Hachi, he would say as follows, Ein mezavgin lo ila adam isha ila lefi ma'asav. A person's shidduch, his zivug, is in accordance with his deeds. Omar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, v'kashe lezavgan ki kias yamsuf. So, bringing the pair together, v'kashe lezavgan ki kias yamsuf. All of these are examples of this idea that day-to-day mundane activities are really a string of miracles. Koshimim hatevoim. That's how Chazal describe these natural events. Rak b'ir'am yedes mahusam. Only the Creator knows the essence. Shari kol koach v'chol dava v'chol adam. Every force, every event, every person. Ritzon Hashem hu'ameyaveh oisoi. It's Ritzon Hashem that gives it existence. Hu'amekaymoi. makes it into Yoverak Boireo da Kamanisim Drushim. Only the Creator knows how many miracles are necessary to turn a force within oneself, or to transform it, or to merge it with another power in another human being. Achein Adam roi bezivugoi bimzeinusav ve'af bin kovav. A person can see in the zivug, in his livelihood, and even in the most mundane physical activities, kriois yamsuf mamash, miracles. Ve'chashehu zoche u'ro'e gam b'hem mashele ra'u nevi'im binvo'asam. The author is repeating a point that he made above on Daf Shin Yud Aleph in paragraph Yud Zayin. He can see what even the Nevi'im, Yechezkel Navi, could not see. Kol chayei hayom yomim, just one's day-to-day life, the most staid and ordinary and mundane events. Ma'aseh Merkava, or as really a string of miracles, it's Ma'aseh Merkava, Nisim Geluyim. Adkar.